Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your reading's off my page. Have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, welcome to your reading. Today we're looking at what is the intrigue surrounding you? Are you the drama? What is going on with you? My name is Avi. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moodyroomthings.com. Okay, what is going on with my obsidian people? What is going on with them? Okay, Eight of Wands, something's going on. Something big is going on. The Devil, the Tower, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. The Eight of Wands with the Devil, with the Tower is crazy. I feel like I've done this reading before. I feel like there's another reading where I was sitting here and these three cards came out. I swear. Someone have a look at my recent post or something. Like, that's crazy. Like these exact three cards. Anyway, this is the second weird thing that happened to me today. I literally just filmed this reading, your reading. And I went to go like next to put it in my drafts and it just disappeared. And so this is the second time I'm doing it and these are completely different cards. Anyway, obviously meant to be. We have the Eight of Wands, the Devil and the Tower. So something fast is changing in your life. I feel really good about the Eight of Wands. I feel like it's like a luck thing or like something is like sweeping in and like turning a situation like a devil situation up into something really good, really fast. I don't know why I can't articulate today. We have the Tower card. This is very fast movement. The Tower card is like going to sort of rock things down to the core so that you can build up. I feel like lots of change. But I feel really good about the change, even with the Devil here, because I feel like it's about you being liberated from the Devil, but also kind of in a way the Devil can be empowering. And just hear me out here. Because it's like, we were meant to have a divine side and a human side, or like a love side and a lustful side, and you know, that kind of duality, light and dark. And part of like, you know, the shadow self and like shadow work is accepting your shadow side. And I do this because I'm like, I don't think it's like a bad thing. It's just a part of you, and sometimes tapping into that can be really powerful and can be exactly what you need to do for yourself. And I'm not talking about like, you know, manipulating other people or, you know, being greedy or anything like that. I'm talking about like empowering yourself by realizing who you are. Okay. Tell me more about the Devil energy or the Devil card. Thank you. Oh, we've got lots. Okay. We've got the Six of Wands and the World. That is like overcoming achievement. It's like, one, I'm getting like fame as well with the World card and the Six of Wands. Six of Wands is like people celebrating you. I'm not saying you're going to be famous. Maybe you are. Maybe you already are. The World card and the Six of Wands is just like, I think it's using that Devil energy to like shine brighter. And again, I don't mean in a toxic way. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. We have the Five of Coins and the Knight of Wands. The Five of Coins is like bringing yourself out from the card. And I think that's, I think you're like picking yourself up by tapping into that Devil energy. And that's how you're looking after yourself. The Knight of Wands, you may be feeling a little bit reckless, a little bit impulsive, maybe a little bit lustful, maybe a little bit of like an urgency about like, oh, I need to do this in life. But I think go for it. I think these cards all together are giving me like, it's your moment to do that. We have the Strength card. I don't read reversals in this deck. The Strength card, that is your strength. To tap into that energy right now is your strength. And again, I'm not talking about hurting other people or anything. I'm talking about tapping into that sort of base level, animalistic, primal energy that helps you create things. Okay, tell me about the Tower. What's being destroyed with the Tower? Okay, thank you. We have Ten of Swords and the Three of Swords. Okay, so some kind of painful ending and heartbreaking ending. Something that's been dragging out here with the Ten of Swords as well. That is being like, bye. That's what's happening with the Tower there. We have also the Six of Coins and the Hermit card. And the Five of Cups and the Ace of Coins. Okay, so with the Six of Coins and the Five of Cups, it's like you're being given a gift or you've been given some kind of like lifeline, helpline out of a sorrowful situation, out of some kind of like a thing that's been really emotionally impactful, a loss of some sort. Something that's sort of been keeping you down, but it's like the gift could be like a literal gift, like financial gift or like an offer or, you know, a place at a treatment center or something like that. But it's like, it can also just be like a lucky break, a really lucky break with all this sudden change with the Eight of Wands and the Tower card. The Hermit and the Ace of Coins is like you're beginning a new life, I feel like. The Hermit is like you're coming out of this darker place more empowered, knowing yourself more, especially you're tapping into that darker devil energy, but that's you knowing yourself as well. You are the light and you are the dark. With the Ace of Coins, you've been given like a new lease on life or like a new token, a new beginning. Okay, what about the Eight of Wands? Tell me about the Eight of Wands. We have the Hanged Man. So the Eight of Wands is fast moving out of a situation where it's been stagnant for a while. So I feel like if your life has felt stagnant or you've felt stagnant as an individual, Eight of Wands is saying like things are about to change real quick for you. Okay. What is the best change that's going to happen to my viewer? We have the Knave of Cups, potentially a love offer or a love interest. I like that. Also, that's a dreamer card. So dreams coming true. Ace of Cups, definitely new love. Okay. The cards were like, no, it's actually love. It's actually just love. All right, what is the intrigue surrounding my viewer at this moment? I feel like this is what's happening to you, and it's like maybe you're so focused on this that like you're not even aware of like other people talking about you, but we have speculation and organization. I just blended those two words together. So I feel like definitely people are talking to you, especially at some kind of like organized group. So it could be like a club, like a sports club, your workplace, etc. People are definitely like aware of what's going on with you. I don't think they're like, okay, criticism. I was going to say, I don't think they're like mad about it. But you may feel like a critical eye, optimism. I think there's two camps that you're at this organization. Some people don't get it, or they may be jealous of you. They may be criticizing you for the way you're either overcoming or coming out of that sort of like darker time. And then the optimism is like people are seeing that this is your time to shine, that this is your rebirth, that this is your moment. Okay, what's your advice for my viewer? We have, versatility and seduction. I told you, tap into the devil energy with the seduction. Definitely, definitely. Use your powers for good. We have versatility. This is being adaptable. Things are changing around you, so you're going to have to be adaptable as things change. Life will not be the same. Life will not be the same in 6 months. We have decision. Okay, what are we making a decision on? What do they need to make a decision on? We have the Three of Coins, the King of Wands, and the Temperance card. The thing you need to make a decision on, one, I feel like, is either a group of people or there's like three contenders here. The King of Wands, what is your passion? What are you going to go? Are you going to go after it? And the Temperance card, what are you going to make a decision on? The Temperance is like, am I going to commit? Can I commit for the long haul? Can I make that decision now? And will I make the same decision in 6 months' time, in a year's time, etc.? Okay, King of Cups, definitely love coming your way. Tell me about that. Oh, we're almost out of time. Oh my God. Okay. Knight of Cups. Okay. They're coming to you. They're very interested in you. I feel like not that you don't have to do anything for this. I just feel like they're the ones going to be seducing you, wooing you. You're very seductive though anyway, so you do what you want. They'll be there. They will be there. Flirtation. I love when that happens. Amazing. I'm gonna leave it there. Have fun, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.